Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you caring for an aging parent? Are you searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources, helping you become the best caregiver you can be. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker.
Hello, and welcome to Senior Care Live. Thanks for tuning in today. I really appreciate it. This program is all about educating seniors and their caregivers, helping them make informed decisions. And it's a great place to listen and learn. And there are so many people who consider Senior Care Live appointment radio, and I hope you will too. As always, if you have a question, you can visit online at Senior Care Live, L-I-V-E, SeniorCareLive.com, or call the phone number 1-800-331-6445. All right, so we have a great program for you here today in studio. My friend and special guest, Mr. Ben Socek. He's the owner and operator of Home Downsizing Solutions. And Ben, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
Good day, Steve. Thank you for having me back, and look forward to talking to your listeners and want to make sure I provide a lot of value to them.
Absolutely. No doubt about it. And for our listeners, you're going to want to check out the website to get more information at homedownsizingsolutions.com. Spelled just exactly how it sounds, homedownsizingsolutions.com. Or again, you could pick up the phone and make a phone call to Ben, 402-450-0199. That's 402-450-0199. And I'll tell you what, this... details like this, this is important to me, and I know it is to a lot of our listeners, too. Ben is a veteran, so this is a veteran-owned business, and has also earned an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. Those things are important to me, and I know they're important to a lot of folks. So, Ben, we're just a little a week away from Veterans Day, but just want to say thank you for your service.
Absolutely. Thank you, Steve.
Yep, absolutely. So, so let's go ahead and talk about, we have new listeners each and every week coming into this program, and it never hurts to kind of review some of the basics. So tell us about your service, Home Downsizing Solutions, and what do you offer?
With Home Downsizing Solutions, in general, I guess, I just want to offer the fastest, easiest, most convenient way possible to sell a house and transition to a new home or apartment. And we're always working at trying to create more service or a better service, and even some concierge type services, so that we're not just another home buyer. We're that and a lot more, to make the process of transitioning to your new home or apartment as easy as possible.
Okay, and how long have you been at this? Is this a new business or more of an established business?
Coming up on 25 years, as a matter of fact, of being a cash home buyer.
We're going to call that an established business.
Yeah. It's especially in real estate. I think it's a rare situation, yeah, that somebody's in real estate, period, for 25 years, yeah, much less a home buying business. As this, so hopefully that says something about me and my company, and we certainly want to be around for a long time to provide the best service to your listeners.
Absolutely, no doubt about that. So look, if you're listening to the program and this is catching your attention, you're like, well, wait a minute, you know, we've been talking about this and we're not sure what we're going to do with the house. We just inherited a house, or mom's getting ready to move and we don't know what to do with the house. We don't want to deal with the repairs and getting crews in and waiting for months to get the roof done and the foundation repaired and all the updates happening, et cetera, et cetera. This sounds like a very good possible option for us. Write down this phone number, 402-450-0199. That's 402-450-0199, or you could also visit online homedownsizingsolutions.com. And so, Ben, so tell us, so let's walk through the process. So someone says, yeah, we're getting ready to move, you know, my loved one to a senior care community, and it could be any community at any level, right? We're moving from our home to a senior care community. And they reach out to you and they connect by phone. What happens? Let's talk about the process.
Sure. The process is straightforward and a very simple process, where we would take some information from the seller about their property and more importantly about what they want to see happen, what kind of time frame they're looking at, what services are important to them as far as if they want to find a moving company that we can introduce them to, or if they need services such as yours to help find a place to move to.
Mm-hmm.
And so we do our best to see what's important to them, what they need help with. And at that point, we would set an appointment to go and take a look at the property and meet with them. We would do our best to do our homework ahead of time so that we have a pretty good idea of what the potential value, mm-hmm. or in our terms, an after repaired value of the house would be. So that when we're there, we can do an inspection of the property. And then after the inspection, we can sit down with the homeowner and go through what we actually can do for them, what we can pay for their house.
Mm-hmm.
And typically we can offer usually two or three different options for them to choose from, so that they don't have just one solution that an agent or another home buyer is pushing on them.
Mm-hmm.
We can offer them several things to accommodate what's important to them. And if they want to move forward, then we just do so at their time frame. We can close very quickly, but as discussed before, we can give them a lot of time, 30, 60, 90 days, to actually make the transition to their new home so that they can do it on their time schedule.
Mm-hmm.
So that it's, again, as stress-free and hassle-free as it possibly can be with that move.
Okay. And so what that means for our listeners is you're really stressed out because, first of all, moving anywhere at any time for any reason, that's stressful, right? It just is. And maybe even more stressful if you're moving or assisting your elderly loved one in moving from a home that they've lived in for maybe 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years into a new senior care community. That's a huge move. It's a huge stressor. And so you're doing that and you're like, okay, well, wait a minute though. We're not exactly sure when the apartment will be available. So there's a timing issue. How do you help your clients through that timing issue?
As mentioned, we look at what they think is going to happen, what they know as far as time frames that they've been told.
Okay.
And we kind of build that into our proposal or our offer to them so that we can go ahead and buy the house right away as soon as the title company has checked title and prepared the closing paperwork, but then let them stay in the house until that transition can occur. So if they think it's going to be 30 days, we can shoot for that, but then the best laid plans don't always work out.
That's right.
And so if it's 40 days, we can work with that. As long as we have an idea of what's going to happen, we can be very flexible with that transition to their new home or apartment.
See, and that's even after closing.
That's after closing. After they have just about all of their money, the only thing that we retain is a little bit of the funds with the title company in an escrow account so that the seller knows that all of their funds are there. It's just a matter of when we get full possession of the house, that's when they get the final probably 5 or 10%
yeah,
of that purchase price.
But they would have access to, maybe around 90% of the of that full lump sum up front. And that might be the difference between having to get a bridge loan to move into, say, a continuing care retirement community that has an entrance fee of, say, $200,000 to $300,000. Sometimes people still have their home. They need to sell it, but they actually need the funds from that home to pay that entrance fee. So sometimes they have to go out and get another loan, a bridge loan, and go through that hassle and qualifying and paying the closing cost on that and the interest, all the different fees related to that. And this kind of takes care of that because they have access to their funds and they wouldn't need to do that bridge loan.
Correct. If that's what they were needing to do to get the funds for an entrance fee into a community, mm-hmm. but they have the equity in the house that they could free up to do that, then certainly we can buy the house. They have 90 to 95% of their funds right away, so that would eliminate the need for a bridge loan.
Yep. Okay. And I'll never forget one of the families I referred to you through a friend of mine. They said it was just the easiest thing that they've ever done. I mean, usually selling a house is very stressful. They said this was really easy, really simple, and just in a few days the money just appeared in our bank account. We were just thrilled. It was almost too easy. You
know? That's our goal, is to make it so easy that a refreshing transaction that they weren't expecting. So that's what we try and do.
Yeah, go and above and beyond. That is how Ben Socek operates his firm, Home Downsizing Solutions. And Ben, what was that phone number again?
402-450-0199.
Okay, or online at homedownsizingsolutions.com. And again, I think this is a big deal, and I don't think we talk about it enough. Veteran-owned business, thank you for your service, and an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. That's just a really, really big deal. So again, you can't go wrong reaching out to Ben Socek with Home Downsizing Solutions. And we'll have more coming up next. But first, the Senior Care Live question of the week. A company that purchases a house must have a licensed real estate professional handling that transaction. Is that statement true or false? The answer coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to seniorcarelive.com. And don't forget, you can stream the program to any electronic device at seniorcarelive.com and through the app audacy.com, and that's audacy.com. Back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. A company that purchases a house must have a licensed real estate professional handling that transaction. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is false. The answer is false. And Ben, why is that false? If you're a company and you want to purchase a house, you don't necessarily need to be. You may be, but you don't necessarily have to. It's not a requirement to be a licensed real estate professional handling that. Is that correct?
That's correct. Anyone, any person, any company can certainly go out and buy a piece of property. The most important thing that I see is, of course, having a title closing company.
Yeah.
To make sure you're having a clear title. But yes, that's correct. You don't necessarily need to be represented by an agent mm-hmm. to make that transaction.
Okay. All right. We're here today with Ben Socek. He's the owner-operator of Home Downsizing Solutions. You can reach Ben at Home Downsizing Solutions at 402 855-450-0199 or visit online at homedownsizingsolutions.com. And Ben, understand that you wrote an excellent book. It's been several years ago, and you're like, you know what? I need to update that and just create a new edition and maybe even including a new title. So tell us about that book and some of your thoughts about maybe some updates on that book.
Sure, Steve. Thank you. I wrote the book approximately 10 years ago, and it's no literary masterpiece.
But, come on now.
it is on Amazon, though. It is available on Amazon.
Okay.
And it was my first attempt to provide information about a person wanting to sell a house and downsizing and the process and the few things to think about that I had thought about at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly over the last 10 years, I've working with great people like yourself, I've learned a lot more about the process of selling a house and downsizing.
Yeah.
And so I want to refresh the book. I think my title is going to be Home Downsizing Secrets for the new book, but we'll see in a month or two here.
Right.
And so right now, what I'm doing is taking input from individuals that I've helped in the past and individuals that I hope to help in the future as to what is important to them. What are they thinking about if they're thinking about selling a house and moving to a smaller home or apartment community? And we didn't talk about this, but I'd like to offer the first three people that contact me that are thinking about selling a house to let me know what they're thinking about, what's important to them, what services would be important to them. And for the first three callers to me, I have a gift that I haven't decided on yet, but I have a secret gift.
There we go.
For the Secrets book, that if they'll share with me what they're concerned with in downsizing.
Okay, so for the first three callers, you have a gift coming to you. Well, here's what Ben is wanting. He's wanting, you know, real people listening to the program, you know, who have some great ideas. Well, this would be important to me, Ben. If you included that, something like that would be important to me if I were to engage in a service like yours. So he's looking to improve upon a book that he's written, and he's going to update it, and he just wants some great input from real live listeners. 402-450-0199. And the first three callers, he wants to hear your ideas, and then you're going to get a gift. 402-450-0199. And I'm really interested to see the updated book, and that should be some good stuff.
That's what I'm hoping, Steve, it'll be some feedback from people that are considering downsizing so that I can provide more value to them. That's always my goal, is how can I provide better services and better value to people that want to downsize?
All right. And I'll tell you what, this is how Ben is wired. He's been doing this for almost 25 years, but we just had earlier this week, Ben and I went on an appointment with and we met with some good folks, and he asked the question, what do you want to see from a service like mine? I'm always looking to improve, and I want to make sure that we're offering everything that you need so that you can refer us, and we'll take great care of your clients and your referrals. That tells me all I need to know. Ben, you're not in this for a quick buck. You're in this for the long term, and you're constantly going through self-evaluation and self-improvement.
Correct. That's certainly what I've been trying to do ever since day one, and especially since working with the downsizing market, I guess you might say, in general. After the market correction in 2008, those were the individuals that were coming to me that wanted to sell a house, that could sell a house. And so I've always wanted to provide great service to those individual homeowners, and always to be doing a better job of it.
Okay. And then, Ben, how do you find, you know, we touched on this last time, and we'll just touch on it now, but you know, how do you find a good and a trusted home buying company? Because there are some options out there. Some of the options aren't so great.
there's a lot of options out there these days, especially with the real estate market the way it is. And you're absolutely correct. There's a few things to do that if you look online or anywhere else to find a company that buys houses, there's some things that you can do to make sure that they're a real company. One, ask for references from a title company.
From a title company.
From a title
company. There you go.
From that, or ask the company who their title company is. Mm-hmm. Like in my case, if you called me, I'd give you who we work with as far as a title company so that you could call them and say, you know, who is this Ben Socek guy? And to make sure that they are a real cash home buying company. Mm-hmm. And so there's certainly some of those things to do and ask of them. And of course, you could go to stoplowballoffers.com and there's some free information there so that you're armed with those questions to make sure you're working with a real company, a legitimate company.
Yeah, you know, some of those questions are, you know, are you going to take a look at my house physically, right? Or are you just going to do some comps and can you close in 7 days or less? Right. And so look, just go to stoplowballoffers.com. This thing is loaded. And if you get familiar with some of the questions on there, some of that information, that will help you not fall victim to some of these folks that aren't quite above board and they're wholesaling houses. They don't even have the means to purchase your house, although that's kind of how they represent it up front.
Correct. It's just a matter of numbers with a number of these companies that are out there, especially nationwide companies that do business, they say nationwide, it's very tough realistically to be able to go look at houses in a local market so that they know what they're making an offer on, so that the offer is a legitimate offer. So they're not just throwing numbers out there, but then having to rescind them when things don't come together for them, which would leave a listener, a home seller, in a very bad situation potentially. Yeah. So definitely do your homework and find out those questions on the website and arm yourself so that you know who you're dealing with.
Absolutely. Mr. Ben Socek with Home Downsizing Solutions at 402-450-0199 or online at homedownsizingsolutions.com. And Ben, thanks so much for being here today. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you, Steve, for having me again. And as always, I hope your listeners got great value from this and give me a call if I can be of any service.
Absolutely. All right. No doubt about it. Give Ben a call. You will be glad you did so. And I'll be back with more coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, be sure to visit seniorcarelive.com. And don't forget to check out our podcast of all the recent episodes, again, at seniorcarelive.com and on all of the major podcast platforms. All right. So again, just want to say thanks again to my friend and special guest, Mr. Ben Socek. He is as nice as he sounds. And that is no joke. He is always very serious about trying to be helpful. He wants your feedback. He's going to give away, you know, three gifts to the first three callers. And he really does want to know your opinion. Well, if you used a service like this, you know, what would you expect? And what would you want to have included? I mean, he's constantly trying to improve, even after 25 years. And that's going to help him rewrite his updated edition of his brand new book. He's going to retitle it and everything. And I tell you what, I think that book, he said it's no literary masterpiece, but I'll tell you what, it's loaded with great information and it will even be better once he does that. So for three of our listeners, just pick up the phone, give Ben a phone call. You'll get a free gift and just give him some of your opinion and your feedback. He really would appreciate that. And he's a great guy. And if you're interested in the services of selling your home as is, he would be a great, great option to consider. So please give him a call. All right. So last week, we recognized Veterans Day. And then I had Ron Cherry, just a great guy from the national headquarters of VFW. And we really unpacked that VA aid and attendance benefit. And I just wanted to just kind of restate the periods of war. So first of all, to qualify for that, I just want to just kind of put a highlight on this. So you had to have served 90
consecutive days of active duty, and that's obviously that's not hard to do. If you're if you're active duty in the military, usually you're at least 2 years, if not 4 years or longer. So 90 consecutive days at a minimum, okay, and at least 1 day, and you could have been in 1 day in during a period of war, and you can qualify for this. So I just I had some calls and some people like, hey, I didn't write it down, and I just could you review that again? So I just thought, you know what, I'm just going to do it here on the on air today. So the periods of war that you would serve at least 1 day in as part of your service related requirements to qualify for that VA, the valuable VA aid and attendance benefit. At World War II, most of my clients come from World War II or the Korean War, but World War II, December 7th, 1941, obviously, right? And then they consider that war, all the period of war, all the way through December 31st, 1946, okay? So December 7th, 41, all the way through December 31 of 1946. So during just one of those days during that period of war, and you would and not dishonorably discharged, and you've met all of the service related requirements. All right, we'll move on to the Korean War. And again, I just wanted to just review this from last week because I had so many calls about it. Okay, the Korean War, Korean conflict, some people call it Korean conflict, June 27th, 1950 through January 31st, 1955. So again, the Korean War, that wartime period, the official wartime period, if you're active duty, you serve just 1 day during that period of war, that would check that box. So June 27th, 1950 through January 31st, 1955. And then if you served in the Vietnam War, and some of my younger clients did serve in the Vietnam War, I'm having more and more clients who served in the Vietnam War that could qualify for this valuable VA aid and attendance benefit to help them pay for their high cost of senior care. It's an incredible benefit. I'm still shocked by how most people just don't know about it. That's why I talk about it all the time. This is free money sitting out there, fairly easy for, you know, maybe tens of thousands, maybe even hundreds of thousands of people to qualify for, and they don't even know about it. So, so that's why I'm always talking about this. But the Vietnam War, for all active duty veterans who served that 90 days or more at consecutive active duty. Okay, so for all veterans, Vietnam War, August 5th, 1964 through May 7th, 1975. All right, so all veterans, August 5th, 1964, that's considered, yep, Vietnam War era. Okay. And then all the way through May 7th, 1975. Now, you didn't have to fire a weapon. You didn't have to be in the theater of war. You could have been stateside the entire time working in a logistics or some sort of a support role. You could have been on a ship in the middle of the ocean and not in Vietnam, and you're as long as you're active duty and 1 day during those wartime periods, and that's it. That checks that box, that service-related requirement. But there is an asterisk, okay? There is an exception. For those who served in Vietnam and did have boots on the ground in Vietnam, your Vietnam wartime period goes all the way back to February 28, 1961. All right, so if you did have boots on the ground, that Vietnam War period time frame starts February 28th of 1961. If you did not have boots on the ground, your Vietnam War period starts August 5th, 1964, and then, of course, they both end May 7th of 1975. So I just wanted to just restate that because, again, there was some confusion. We kind of went through that pretty quickly last week. We weren't trying to be, we weren't trying to cause any trouble, right? But, you know, that's a lot to try to take in, especially if you're trying to try to take notes to see if you qualify for that. And then while we're here, we'll give the big payoff again. And again, you had that service-related requirement. There's that financial requirements that you have to qualify for. And then you have care requirements. You have to be paying for and receiving care to qualify for this thing. And if you did, a single veteran, and these are 2021 rates, the new rates will be coming out here, I don't know, in about a month. But the current rates, single veteran can receive up to $1,936 per month. That's over $22,000 a year. That's a big deal. Okay. A married veteran can receive up to $2,295 a month. That's over $27,000 a year. Again, that's a big deal. Now, what if you are the surviving spouse of a wartime veteran and that veteran has passed away? So that makes you the surviving spouse of a wartime veteran. Can you qualify? And the answer is yes, you can. As long as you didn't get divorced from that wartime spouse. Okay. If you are the widow or widower, okay, you can receive, it does flow to you. So you can receive up to $1,244 a month. And that's a big deal. That will make a difference for sure. That's almost $15,000 a year. And that can help you, again, pay for, you know, the high cost of senior care. I just can't tell you how big of a deal that is. So, and again, in 2022, there will be an increase in these things. And I believe, don't quote me, I believe Ron said it's like 5.7 or 5.9%. So it's the largest annual increase that they've had in many, many, many years. So if you want to reach out to Ron and the great team at the National VFW headquarters, here's the phone number. And this is a direct in, so you're not going to call a switchboard and get bounced around for 2 hours trying to have someone who could help you, you know, answer questions. And then more importantly, help you complete the application and submit a clean application. Okay, so that phone number is 816-968-1153. Again, that's 816-968-1153. That goes straight to the desk of the person that can help you, answer questions and then schedule an appointment with you and a veteran service officer to help you understand if you qualify. And then if you do, they can help you submit and file a clean claim. And then there's a little bit of a lag time, some processing time. Let's say if it takes them 4 months to do that, no worries at all. Once it is approved, it is retroactive. You'll be paid back retroactive to the application date. And so you'll get a big check, right? That first check, and then that monthly amount thereafter. So again, that is just such a big deal. I hope that so many people hear this and take advantage of this and don't feel shy. Gosh, I've heard this from several people. Oh, no, you know, I don't need that. It's okay. No. If you can qualify for it, why wouldn't you ask for that, right? You earned this benefit. This is a huge thank you for your service. So don't be shy. Reach out, ask for some help, and receive the help and the financial assistance and benefit that you deserve. And again, thank you for your service. Me and my family, we appreciate you so very, very much. And I'll have more coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back.
come back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit seniorcarelive.com. All right, so I wanted to shift gears here and talk about Medicaid. And again, I do this a lot. I think I've mentioned it many times before, but if I get bombarded with the same question over and over again from people who are calling in and from my clients, I always feel like that's a little bit of a nudge to share that information on the radio program. Because after all, I mean, if all of these people are having the same or kind of similar questions, you may have the same questions as well. And so I always kind of feel that that's a little bit of a nudge to review that. So I'm going to do that, and I'm not going to break this whole thing down, but I want to talk about Medicaid and how Medicaid can help pay for long-term care, that nursing home level of care, and how to qualify for that. And then it's been a little while since we've done this, so sometime fairly soon I'll have an elder law attorney on the program to break it down and really get out in the weeds and break this down. But I'm going to give you the basics here today, and I know it'll help you. But Medicaid, don't confuse that with Medicare. Everyone says Medicare when they mean Medicaid, and it don't. They're very different things. Medicare is your health insurance, essentially, okay? To pay for, you know, your doctors and visits and labs and x-rays and hospitalizations and all that stuff, right? That's your health insurance. Medicaid is a federal program that helps pay for a lot of things. For this brief discussion here, we're going to focus on how it helps to pay for your nursing home care, your long-term care, okay? And you have to qualify for that, and there are some very specific qualifications. So let's just break this down. For a single person, you have assets, okay? And there are two categories. So an exempt asset, so it's off the table, you don't count it, is your house, a car, a prepaid funeral plan, a small amount of life insurance, and then all the stuff in your house, okay? All of that, just forget about it. It's off the table. Everything else, just about everything else, is considered a countable asset that must be dealt with. And so just think liquid assets, checking, savings, money market, mutual funds, CDs, those sort of things, bonds, et cetera, et cetera. Liquid assets, that's what we're going to be looking at. And so let's say you have a couple of CDs and a little bit in savings and checking, and let's just say it all adds up to, say, $50,000. I'm just making up a number. Doesn't matter what it is. You would then take that number as a single person, and you would spend that down. So if you hear the term spend down, you're spending down that $50,000 down to a trigger point, a qualification point. So in Kansas, you would spend that down to $2,000. You're almost broke. Literally, you're almost completely out of money at that point, right? Spend it down to $2,000 or $5,000 in the state of Missouri. But either way, once you hit those numbers, then you would qualify because now you're almost out of money. And Medicaid says if you should outlive your assets, the Medicaid program will pay for the majority of your cost to live in and receive care at a long-term care community. Okay. Now, what happens if you are married? That's when it gets infinitely more complex, right? So let's say you have a married couple. And let's say, you know, you take, again, exempt the house, your car, prepaid funeral plan, small amount of life insurance, and all the stuff in your house. Just take that off the table. Take your checking, savings, money market, mutual fund, CDs, et cetera, et cetera. You add them all together. Let's say they have $200,000 between the two of them. You do what's called a division of assets, and I would strongly recommend seeking out the assistance of a quality, experienced elder law firm to help you do this. I would not tackle this on my own. And I would definitely not let anyone else do it for me either. Nothing against them, but this gets very complex very quickly. I'm just going to touch on the highlights. All right, so you take the $200,000, you put $100,000 on his side, $100,000 on her side. Let's say that the husband is the one that's going to long-term care. You would do that spend down. You would spend down that $100,000 down to, again, $2,000 or $5,000. and then he would qualify for Medicaid. And essentially, you've protected half of the liquid assets for the community spouse, the spouse still living at home, living independently. Okay, so at least you've protected half of what you have in liquid assets. Now, back in the day, before all of this was part of the law enacted by Congress, people were actually getting divorced to try to protect the assets from the community spouse. And so Medicaid allows this maneuver, that division of assets, so that the community spouse does not become impoverished due to the high cost of care for the, and I hate this term, but for the institutionalized spouse, the spouse needing the care. Right, that's the whole point of this. Now, if you work with a sharp elder law firm, they may be able to save even the majority of that $100,000 on his side of the ledger, so to speak, and move that to her side of the ledger and get that institutionalized spouse, the spouse needing the care, get them down to that spend down point of $2,000 or $5,000 very, very, very quickly. Okay, so I want to just spend the next just minute or two before we run out of time here on a very specific situation. And I actually worked with the client this past week, and he was told this by an elder law attorney. And he goes, "Is that true?" And so I had to reiterate everything, but it is true. He and his wife live in Missouri. They're lifelong Missouri residents. They live north of the river, right? And he said, "It's my understanding." He said, "I have, I worked my entire life, and I have, a decent amount of money in some retirement funds." He tells me if my wife is placed in a Kansas facility, even though we live in Missouri, the Kansas rules apply. Is that correct? And I said, "That is absolutely correct. She can be a lifelong Missouri resident, but she moves to Kansas, and you can still live in Missouri yourself and have property in Missouri. But here's the significance of this. In Kansas, the community spouse's retirement accounts, 401ks, IRAs, etc., they are exempt. In Missouri, they're countable. For this gentleman, that's a huge difference. It is the difference between him being able to continue to live his life independently, to make, improvements on the home, repairs on the home, still pay his insurance, his taxes, still buy food, groceries, automobile upkeep, et cetera, et cetera. So he can, this makes a difference between him continuing to be independent or not. So I'm working with him. We are going with my firm, Senior Care Consulting. We're going to find the best possible care provider, care community on the Kansas side of the state line. She will be moved there. And from day one, the second she moves into that Kansas-based facility with the intent to stay, which she does have the intent to stay, Kansas rules apply. And they have a little bit of liquid assets that they will divide. It will be a short spend down, and Medicaid will help pay for the majority of her cost, her monthly cost. And that helps him retain some of those assets that are now exempt. And the bottom line, that helps him live his life independently so that he does not become impoverished due to the high cost of care for his wife, who will now reside in a long-term care community and receive care. So I just wanted to touch on that. If you have questions, you can give me a call anytime at 913-945-2800 or visit online at seniorcareconsulting.com, and we can help you choose the right care community for your loved one. All right, I'm your host, Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week, right here on Senior Care Live.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.